continuing to learn the laws of Sfiras HaOmer. As we mentioned yesterday, apparently there is a Torah-based obligation to count the Omer, which we'll discuss whether or not that's true. But we did quote the Pasuk, Sefartim Lechem Yimichores HaShavos, that we have an obligation to count starting from the second night of Pesach, Miyom HaViyachem Es Omer HaTenufa, from the time in which the offering is brought, the Omer offering, for Sheva Shabbosos Temimos Tiena, an obligation for counting for 7 weeks, until finally we get to the holiday of Shavuos, in which the Pasuk says we bring a Mincha Chadash Shel Hashem, a new offering, a new sacrifice. So, this actually is a discussion and a huge dispute whether or not Sfiras HaOmer nowadays, in fact, is Torah-based, is D'oraisa, or Midrabanan. It's very difficult because it sounds very clear that there's a Torah obligation for it. We're going to discuss that. I'm going to begin with the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha quotes, and we're going to see the Rambam in greater detail. He says that the Rambam, as well as the Chinuch, they hold Shehu Noheg Min HaTorah Gam Ata. The obligation of counting the Omer is actually a Torah-based obligation. Achin Das HaTur V'Shulchan Aruch V'Kam HaPoskim Sheinu Mizman HaZeh El HaZecher LaMikdash She'akriv HaOmer. He's saying that really the only obligation, according to the opinion of the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, and as well as other poskim, it's only Midrabanan, it's rabbinic, or it's Zecher LaMikdash. And the reason, as we're going to see, makes sense, as Aruch HaShulchan will discuss, is because it's true we do count the Omer, but we count the Omer on the day in which the Omer offering is brought. Obviously, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, these offerings, these karbanos, are not brought. And therefore, it's really only Zecher LaMikdash, according to many of these poskim. And some explain, even though there's different minhagim, exactly what is recited after the Omer is counted, do we recite the paragraphs thereafter? But universally, people recite the Harachaman. And the Harachaman is Hu Yachzer Lanu Avodos Beis HaMikdash Shem Koyma Bimher B'Aminu Amin Selah. We want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. Why, of all places, we always want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. We've said the Shemone Esrei enough times, we say it all the time. It's, of course, one of our primary tefillos, one of the things that we're asking for. Let me explain that this is actually the connection between the counting of the Omer and this Harachaman. That really, we do count the Omer, but it's only Zecher LaMikdash. However, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Karbanos were brought, the Omer offering was brought, it was the Mincha Chadash on Shavuos, that's the time that is really a Torah obligation. And therefore, after we count the Omer, we say this is as much as we are able to do nowadays, as we are living in a time of exile, in a time of Golos. However, we ask for, and we beseech for Hashem, they should return the Beis HaMikdash so that we will be able to once again count the Omer Midiraisa based on the Torah-based obligation. One of the other difficulties tackling the question of that it's only rabbinic in nature is the idea of Temimos. We mentioned yesterday that based on the Pasuk, it's necessary on both sides, both bookends, that it should be Temimos, complete. For example, more commonly known, on Shavuos, we only begin Mariv after it's already Setzer Kochavim, it's dark out, so that we've completed 7 weeks, and now we're up to day number 50. So too, the Mishnah Berurah told us that on the first day of counting the Omer, a person should really count the Omer at the earliest possible opportunity, so that you'll be able to begin the counting, so that, again, you'll have 7 complete weeks. Now, according to these opinions that say it's only rabbinic in nature, so why do we have all these halachot based around the word temimos, which sounds like, obviously they're taking it from the Torah, so how could you say it's rabbinic, and yet you're borrowing and gleaning from sukkim to teach us halacha? So the Bir Halacha explains as follows. The Amnam, he writes this in brackets, Yesh Lomer, you could possibly say, Ksas, the Sfirulhu, the Afshehu Rak Zecher Mikdash, even if you want to say that counting the Omer nowadays is merely rabbinical, Asur Rabbanan Ke'en Deraisa Didavka Temimos. Nonetheless, we are still allowed, even though it is rabbinic, to make it Ke'en Deraisa, and therefore glean from the Psukim to tell us the various halachos. So it's not necessarily a contradiction that even though, in fact, you may hold it's Min Rabbanan or Zecher Mikdash, which is the difference between the two, nonetheless, you can use Psukim and to be able to teach us because it's considered using the language again of the Be'er Halakha, Ke'en D'oraisa. Now, what exactly is the logic of why you would say Sfiras HaOmer is Mid'oraisa? Well, it sounds pretty clear. It's pasuk. So let's go through a few of the lines of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that Rov HaPoskim, the majority of the opinions hold, the Sfirat is Manazeh Enu Ela D'Rabbanan. Why? Why is it rabbinic? Shahari Akshav Leka Omer. There's no carbon Omer. There's no Omer offering being brought. The Sfirah Shibatara Hu Limnos Min Carbon Omer Ad Carbon Ad Shtei Lechem. You have to count from the time this offering is brought until the time that offering is brought. V'yachshav lo shayachse, says the Ran. That's obviously not something which is we're capable of doing. Can't bring karbanos. And therefore, even though in fact we do count the Omer, but we do not count it because it's midoraisa, rather it's merely midorabanan. However, as we mentioned, the Be'er Halakha, including the Chinuch, the Rambam is of the opinion that really, Sfiras Omer nowadays is not midrabanan. This is the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mitzvahs asay, lizvar shemesh shabasos tamimos, miyom havas omer, etc. It's a positive mitzvah to do so. Then he says like this, Mitzvah zu al kol ish misrael, this obligation of counting the omer is upon every man, b'chol makom, b'chol zman. All places, which includes even the diaspora and chutz la'aretz, as well as b'chol zman, all the time. So what does he mean, b'chol zman, all the time? Obviously, what Rambam is telling us is it doesn't mean only in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, even zman is that, even nowadays, sphere dehavi d'oraisa. It's clear that the Rambam is of the opinion that the counting the sphere is, in fact, Torah obligation. So, question is, the Rambam says that counting the Omer is mid-deraisa. Great. But what do you mean? We don't bring the Karbanos, we don't bring the Omer, we don't bring this Mincha Chadash Hashem. So what exactly is going on? How could the Rambam hold that our obligation of counting the Omer is comparable to the way it was done in the days of the Beis HaMikdash? So he says a very, very powerful statement in the Aruch HaShulchan. It's very beautiful to read inside. It says, V'af Agav, the Ata in carbon. Of course, nowadays, there's no sacrifices that are being brought. Yesh Lomar, this is the opinion of the Rambam. The Iker HaSvirah, why are we counting the Omer? Are we counting the Omer because of the sacrifices? Okay, that's obviously part of it, because that's what the Pesukim tell us. But really, the purpose of the counting is Hula Matantai. We're counting for Shavuos, the day in which, the day we receive the Torah. Kamo Shemani Yisrael Mekodim, just as Jewish people did so in years before. Acha Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sivul Avi Karbanos B'Tchilas Haminin Omer Seorim. We know that when it comes to Pesach, true, we don't have the sacrifice. But what was that sacrifice that was brought? What type of grain was used? It was barley. With Sofo, when we study 7 weeks later, the holiday of Shavuos, what was used at that time? Chit, wheat. So what's the difference? It's wheat, it's barley. So we know, Lahoros, to teach us a valuable lesson about Torah in our lives. Dibilti HaTorah, that without Torah, anachnu kebehemos nidin. We are comparable to animals. Why? Shemachlan Seorim. As the Jewish people entered, left Mitzrayim, and were on the very low level, the 49th level of impurity, they were comparable to behemos. And we know that barley is something which is fit for animal consumption. And therefore, that was the sacrifice that was brought Pesach time, because that's the level we were on. Shekarban Sota Humin HaSa'orim. We also find that when it comes to the wayward wife and the a rebellious relationship in one's marriage, also the offering that's brought in that ceremony, as stipulated in Parshas Naso, was also barley. Because again, they acted as Masi Behema, as animals do, secluding with one another, even though one was married. Lafikach, therefore, Kabanoseha, Michael Behema. Adkan. And then he says like this, Ukshikabla Torah, once we accept upon ourselves the Torah, Havi Demus Adam, we have now completely changed from the low level of that of an animal to a higher level of that of a human being, of a person. L'chein karbanam minachit. And therefore, we're able to then use machal adam, which is a grain, namely that of wheat. And therefore, this is the reason why we count connecting ourselves to these karbanos that are brought. Since the whole connection is for us to elevate ourselves, therefore the Torah obligation stands even in the times of galus. In conclusion, which I'm not going to do, but we can read this paragraph of Ribbono Shel Olam, which discusses the level that we were on ourselves every year, and how on every single day, and there's an insertion that we make, depending on the day of the Omer, of how we're supposed to utilize these 7 weeks to be able to truly elevate ourselves from the actions of a behemah to that of an Adam, and therefore by doing so, in fact, we will be truly roi, worthy for Kabbalah's HaTorah.